And Mike Roth, Senior, volunteered. So Mike, I'd like to welcome you to come to the front. Share your testimony with us this morning.
Oh boy. I see you, Dale. Before I begin my testimony that I will be sharing on a missions trip to Brazil, I would first like to ask all of you to ignore my nervousness. I do have my boys here, so if I pass out, they will carry me off. So Pastor can continue the message. This is just a glimpse of how God has worked in my life, and if I make it through today, I pray I have the opportunity to share more with you in the future. There are many times I stand in awe when I think of all the people God used in my life to help me, lead me to Him. My wish is I could have had the opportunity to thank each and every one of them. Two missionaries, Joanne, who was very special to me and my family, and Martha. There were others, but I was closer to these two. Myrna, the head of the orphanage I was at for a short time, the couple that presented the idea of adoption to my parents, who they had no intentions of adopting a child, and many others. Most of all, I think, every day for my dad, mom, Russell and Sharon, who listened and answered a call when God laid it on their hearts to adopt me. For the first 9 years of my life, I lived in Guatemala, and my life there was very challenging. Around the age of 5, I was walking with my dad the night he fell down and died on the streets. From that time on, I was abused by my biological mother and the man she was involved with, lived on the streets, and was used for labor until the age of 8 and a half. The Lord worked through missionaries and my adoptive parents in the United States to rescue me from that situation. After being adopted in a Christian home, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Even after I was saved, I did not realize how many of the struggles in Guatemala, the missionaries coming into my life, and my short time in a Christian orphanage, and being adopted was all part of God's wonderful plan for me. Actually, it took me many years to realize that. The Bible tells us in Romans that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. If it was not for God being so active in my life, I would not be standing here before you today. Over the last couple of years, I have grown closer to the Lord and a deeper walk with Him. He called me to be part of this wonderful mission team to help spread the gospel and share Christ's love with others. As God tells us, we are to go into the world and share the gospel to every creature and every nation. I am a machine operator at a company called Stanley Engineering. How many of you have a cell phone on you or usually carry one? Well, I manufacture the very small screws that holds those cell phones together. Those screws start from a small piece of wire through correct measurements and detailing. They are made into the exact screws needed for the phones. These screws are used all around the world in cell phones used by all people. As I make those screws, I may not know exactly what they are being made for, but Psalms 139, 13, and 14 tells us that God created an inmost being, knit us together in our mother's womb, and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knew exactly how each and every one would look, sound, think, and even knew the sound of our laughter before any of us were born. With my occupation and being part of the manufacturing of those screws, I am expected to pay close attention to every intricate detail that is involved in making them fit properly in a certain device. God, on the other hand, wants to be involved in every intricate detail of our lives. He wants to be part of our relationship as a spouse, parent, child, and friend. He wants to be part of our jobs, schooling, and social activities. He wants to be part of every decision we make. Sometimes in this big, crazy world, we may wonder, what was I made for? What is my purpose? Especially when we're going through difficult times. There's one who knows all the answers to these questions, God, and he wants a relationship with each and every one of you. If we put our faith and trust in him, he will guide us through all of life's challenges and difficulties. Just as those screws are scattered throughout the world, God wants his people all over the world sharing his message of salvation and promise of eternal glory through him. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." All you need to do is believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again the third day. Confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, and ask Jesus to be your Savior. God has a plan for each and every one of you and loves you all very much. I'm going to conclude by reading my favorite passage from Scripture, one with great promise. John 14:1-6. "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That I, where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Thank you.